From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting a fatal fire engulfs a crowded London high-rise building. London's Metropolitan Police have confirmed that six people have been killed as a result of a massive inferno that destroyed a huge apartment building early this morning and warns that number is expected to rise. More than 200 firefighters and 40 fire engines responded to the blaze at the 24-story Glenfell Tower in the city's North Kensington area, which broke out around 1 o'clock in the morning. They found the building engulfed in flames from the second floor up. Eyewitnesses say people were heard screaming for help from the burning tower. David Benjamin was in the building.
Yeah, there was smoke everywhere, literally everywhere. There was people downstairs, there was bits of the block, cladding falling off the block, that was on fire.
People screaming.
After a couple of minutes, because obviously people were still sleeping on the higher floors, so they didn't have a clue what was going on. I'm not even sure if half of them got out, to be honest with you. There was kids at the window, there was people flashing their phone lights just for help. But the fire brigade couldn't get upstairs.
London Fire Commissioner Danny Cotton said the cause of the fire remains unknown. More than 50 patients have been transported to hospitals with various injuries, including smoke inhalation. An American student who fell into a coma while imprisoned in a North Korean labor camp returned to the United States late Tuesday after Pyongyang allowed him to be flown home. U.S. media reported that a military plane carrying Otto Warmbier landed in his hometown of Cincinnati last night. The release of Warmbier, 18 months into a 15-year sentence, came as U.S. President Trump invited South Korea's new leader, Moon Jae-in, to Washington for talks on the escalating standoff over the North's nuclear program.